May 2, 1917, how Jesus died little by little. Finding myself in my usual state, I was lamenting to my sweet Jesus because of his privations, telling him, "My love, who could ever imagine that your privation had to cost me so much? I feel I am dying, little by little. Each one of my acts is a death that I feel, because I cannot find the life. But dying and continuing to live is even more cruel, it is double death." My lovable Jesus came flashing by and told me, "My daughter, courage and firmness in everything. And then, don't you want to imitate me?" I too died little by little. As the creatures offended me in my steps, I felt a tearing in my feet, but with such bitterness of spasm as to be capable of giving me death. And while I felt like I was dying, yet, I would not die. As they offended me with their works, I felt death in my hands, and at the cruel torment, I agonized, I felt faint. But the will of the Father sustained me. I died, and I did not die. As the evil voices and the horrendous blasphemies of creatures were reflected in my voice, I felt like suffocating, my word being choked, poisoned. I felt death in my voice, but I did not die. And my tortured heart? As it palpitated, I felt the evil lives in my heartbeat, souls being ripped from me. And my heart was continuously torn and lacerated. I agonized and died continuously in each creature, in each offense. Yet, love, the divine will, forced me to live. This is the reason for your dying little by little. I want you together with me, I want your company in my deaths. Aren't you happy?